This is the local VK5 news segment. Now let's hear from the South East Radio Group.
Good morning. This is Cole, VK5HCF, bringing you this week's updates on the activities that have occurred in the past week with the South East Radio Group. First and foremost was the 2020 legend of the Lakes Hill Climb. Although the entry list was a bit short this year because of COVID-19, 154 entries as opposed to the usual maximum of 240, the event was possibly one of the best ever. The weather was nearly perfect, with only a couple of very minor showers on the Friday and a fair bit of sunshine on the Sunday. Competitors got plenty of action with, I think, 5 runs each on Friday, 6 on Saturday and 5 on the Sunday. One of the reasons why this event is so popular is because the drivers get so much time behind the wheel for the weekend. The way this happens is because our radio vigil to report incidents, etc., allows for a very efficient way of controlling the cars and the return of each bracket down the hill to the pits after each run. It makes the event unique. The glorious setting of the Valley Lakes is another bonus. Every club member is to be congratulated on a magnificent team effort. Everyone involved conducted themselves in a very professional way, and all of the work setting up and packing up was done quietly and quickly with a minimum of fuss. All of the video switching, big thanks to Kate, VK5FKLY, Peter, VK5BE, and Leith, VK5FLAR, who looked after race control, Tim, VK5AV, who looked after the start line in Trevor, VK5NC's absence, and Tim at times was ably assisted by Diana, VK5FDCS, and Greg, VK5ZGY. Then, of course, we had all the people who looked after radio positions along the course, who were watching out for spins, collisions with obstacles, and any debris on the track. Many people helped out in some way for the weekend, and we must thank them all for a wonderful job done at times under trying conditions. The event has been judged a roaring success by the competitors and those present, and many favourable comments have surfaced in relation to the live stream video of the event, which in one case was watched from Canada. Leith, VK5FLAR, deserves a special mention for his involvement in ensuring that this all went to plan. Thank you, Leith. Club President Peter, VK5BE, also deserves a pat on the back for his tireless efforts in coordinating our efforts before, during and after the event. Well done to all. Sorry to bore you all with this monologue, but our club is very proud of the success that this event has enjoyed for the last 15 years because we have played a major role in making it what it is. A very big congratulations and thank you to the South East Automobile Club for your efforts as well. That's all I have for you this week. Next week will see us back to more mundane happenings as we all start to wind down for the festive season. Hopefully COVID will have been controlled well enough by then to allow us to have an almost normal Christmas. I will finish by passing on the best wishes of our members for the coming week and by saying 7-3 from Serge.
Now, news from the North East Radio Club.
Well, hello again, everyone. This is Les, VK5 Kilo Lima Delta, with today's real fake news from the North East Radio Club. Now, next Friday night will be the general meeting, and that will be on Friday the 13th of November. Very auspicious date, but don't worry about black cats and broken mirrors. Come along to the Modbury Community Hall and listen to Stuart, VK5STU, give an interesting lecture on EMR and EME compliance requirements for amateur radio stations and how you can assess the compliance of your station. So this will be a very good night. Something that you should attend and find out about. Get there at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And now, of course, the COVID rules will apply at this meeting. So socially distancing will apply, and also we'll need to clean all of our equipment afterwards. So don't forget, next Friday, the 13th of November, for EME and EMR compliance requirements. And the Corona Coffee Club Net is still happening every Wednesdays at 9 a.m. on the Houghton Repeater. And afterwards, the Real Coffee Club is happening at the Tea Tree Gully Library. And remember, the COVID rules apply there as well. And now, of course, don't forget the F-Troop Net every Friday at 5 p.m. on the Link Repeater Network. And that's always very interesting. We have a subject of the day, and it's often something of, well, not always radio, but something of great interest. So don't forget the F-Troop Net every Fridays at 5 p.m. And there's going to be a tech night on Friday the 27th of November, and this will be an illustrated talk about the Historic Machinery and Radio Museum at Gulnare, which is up in the mid-north of South Australia. And this will be presented by Neville, VK5ZMP. So come along to the Modbury Community Hall at 7:15 p.m. for a 7:30 p.m. start. And once again, all the COVID rules will apply at this meeting. Well, that's all for this week. 73's Good DX and Stay Safe from Les, VK5KLD.
And now let's hear from AHARS, the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society.
Good morning, folks. This is Phil, VK5SRP, with the latest news from the Adelaide Hills Amateur Radio Society. Lunches at the Blackwood RSL are on the 2nd and 4th Friday of each month. The November lunches will be on the 13th and the 27th of the month. You can book for lunch at the RSL on 8278 6253, or by email to rslbwod@bigpond.com. The RSL would like us to book for the Friday lunches a day or two before the actual day, so they have an idea of how many will be attending. The October general meeting was well attended, and we had more show and tells than we could run on the night. The plan is to present these after the AGM on the 18th of February. At the November meeting, Brian, VK5VI, will present a presentation on the Southeast Radio Group Linked Repeater Network. This will be interesting to many, as it's a complex network with a lot of history. Soon it will be extending its reach into Western Victoria. The date of that meeting will be the 19th of November. I've had several requests to start the regular videoing of the general meetings, and I'm looking for someone to do this again. It would be easier for that person if we had two or three people who would like to do this, and we could have a roster to make it easier on those doing this. Our use of the kitchen in the club rooms has been liberalised, and this will make catering for general meetings much easier. At the last committee meeting, we decided we would not have a Christmas dinner this year. The logistics of this are difficult due to the COVID restrictions. Instead, we're planning to have our January picnic on Sunday, the 17th of January, at the Marion RSL, like we did last year. It will be free to financial members of AHARS. It will be about $10 for non-members, including your partners who are not financial members of AHARS. I will be calling for registrations when we've finalised the arrangement with the RSL. I'm still looking for someone to take over the club history records from Lloyd Butler. Lloyd has turned 96 and he says he's done his bit and it's time for a younger person to take over. If you would like to take over this important task, please email me and I'll send you the letter Lloyd has sent to the committee. Richard Page, VK5FSCR, has set up a YSS access point on Southern York Peninsula. Email me for details or phone Scruff on 0428 155 974. Does anyone know a supplier of printed QSL cards? please email me with details if you do. My email address is vk5srp@wia.org.au. That's all for this week's 73.
And that's the VK5 news for this week. If you have something to add from your group, please send an MP3 file to newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. That's newsline@northeastradioclub.org.au. Thank you for listening.